Welcome to Muskingum County Library System. My name is Scott, and we will be reading Scaredy Squirrel by Melanie Watt. Before we get started, I would like to invite all our friends, tall and small, to join us for the story. We love when parents and caregivers participate with their children. Your child will learn better and be more attentive with you there as a role model. Storytime is a special time to spend with your child. Both of you are learning together, having fun, and bonding. When you read together at home, be sure to ask your child questions before, during, and after. This is a proven strategy for building comprehension. So as I said, we're going to be reading Scaredy Squirrel by Melanie Watt. And it starts out with a squirrel in a nut tree. And this is Scaredy Squirrel. And Scaredy Squirrel never leaves his nut tree. He'd rather stay in his safe and familiar tree than risk venturing out into the unknown. The unknown can be a scary place for a squirrel. And out around him are trees and a river and that, and he has it even labeled with an arrow in red, the unknown. A few things Scaredy Squirrel is scared of. And he's got his eyes covered, so we know he is scared. Tarantulas, poison ivy, green Martians, killer bees, germs, and sharks. Those are things to be scared of, I suppose. So he's perfectly happy to stay right where he is, up in his tree. Scaredy likes to make lists. One of them is the advantages of never leaving the nut tree. There's great view, that's true. Plenty of nuts, shows a picture of him with his cheeks full of nuts, and it's a safe place. And there are no, and we know what he's scared of now, right? Tarantulas, poison ivy, green Martians, killer bees, germs, and sharks. He makes another list. Disadvantages of never leaving the nut tree. Same old view, same old nuts, same old place. He's in a bit of a rut, isn't he? So he does one thing. He will sit in different places of the tree different days of the week. And Monday, he sits about three quarters of the way up on one side. Tuesday, he switches over three quarters to the other side. Wednesday, he sits lower in the tree. Thursday, he goes the other side lower. Friday, he goes clear up in the tip-top of the tree. Saturday, he's down near the bottom. And then Sunday, he starts it all again. In Scaredy Squirrel's nut tree, every day is the same. Everything is predictable. All is under control. And Scaredy Squirrel has a list of his daily routine. In the morning, he gets up and he eats a nut. He looks at the view. And then by then, it's lunchtime and he eats another nut. And he looks at the view again about dinner time. He eats another nut, looks at the view again after that, and finally goes to sleep. But let's say, just for example, that something unexpected did happen. You can rest assured this squirrel is prepared. And there's a picture of him holding an emergency kit in his paw. Let's see what's in his emergency kit. A few items in Scaredy Squirrel's emergency kit. Another list. A parachute. Bug spray. Mask and rubber gloves. Boy, you're seeing a lot of that right now on television and other people, aren't you? A hard hat, like you'd see on a construction worker wear. Antibacterial soap, calamine lotion. Calamine lotion is pink, and you put it on when you get poison ivy. It helps dry it up. A net, like you would catch a butterfly with, Band-Aids, and a can of sardines. Now, I don't know why the can of sardines is in there. We'll have to find that out. Another Scaredy Squirrel list. What to do in case of an emergency, according to Scaredy Squirrel. Step 1, panic. Step 2, run. Step 3, get kit. Step 4, put on kit. Step 5, consult exit plan. Step 6, exit tree. If there is absolutely, definitely, truly no other option. And it shows a picture of Scary with all his things in his kit on. He's wearing his hard hat, he has his net, wearing his parachute, and has his mask and rubber gloves on, and he has his things like calamine and bug spray on with him. And he has another list, exit plan, that's top secret. And his exit plans are whether he goes out from the tree or goes down to the ground. Exit 1, out of the tree. Note to self. Watch out for green Martians and killer bees in the sky. Exit plan 2 from the tree. Note to self, do not land in the river across the way. If unavoidable, use sardines to distract sharks. Well, now we know where the sharks comes in. You use sardines to distract them. Exit 3 to the ground. Note to self, look out for poison ivy and tarantulas roaming the ground. Exit 4. Note to self, keep in mind that germs are everywhere if you land on the ground. And at the bottom of the list, remember, if all else fails, playing dead is always a good option. Seems like he's thought of everything, hasn't he? So with his emergency kit in hand, Scaredy Squirrel watches day after day. And he uses a pair of binoculars. Do you know what binoculars are? They're long tubes and they have glass on the end of them. And they bring things that are far away up close so that you can see them. So he's using his binoculars. And day after day he watches until one day. And this was on a Thursday morning. He spots a bee. And the bee flies really close to him and he goes, "Ah!" A killer bee appears. Scaredy Squirrel jumps in panic, knocking his emergency kit out of the tree. This was not part of the plan. Scaredy Squirrel jumps to catch his kit. He quickly regrets this idea. The parachute is in the kit. Oh no! But something incredible happens. While the kit's flying down the ground and the bee is flying away, he starts to glide. Scaredy Squirrel is no ordinary squirrel. He's a flying squirrel. He feels overjoyed, adventurous. Scaredy Squirrel forgets all about the killer bee, not to mention the tarantulas, poison ivy, green Martians, germs, and sharks. And he's carefree, alive, doing somersaults. If you saw him at the Olympics, you'd hold up a sign saying score of 5.7 for his efforts. And he's doing so well until he lands in a bush. So he plays dead. And he plays dead for 30 minutes. And he plays dead even longer, up to 1 hour. And then he plays dead for another hour. So it's 2 hours. He's been sitting there playing dead. He's getting kind of fidgety. His one eye keeps opening, then the other eye opens. Finally, Scaredy Squirrel realizes that nothing horrible is happening in the unknown today. So he returns to his nut tree. All this excitement has inspired Scaredy Squirrel to make drastic changes to his life. Scaredy Squirrel has a new list. His new and improved daily routine. He wakes up in the morning, he eats a nut, he looks at the view, and decides to jump into the unknown because he's a flying squirrel. Then he lands in the bush and plays dead for a while. Then he returns home, eats a nut for lunch, looks at the view, eats a nut for dinner, looks at the view some more, and then finally he goes to sleep. As for the emergency kit, Scaredy Squirrel's in no hurry to pick it up just yet. And I think we're glad for that because it looks like there's some poison ivy sitting right next to it. Let's hope it didn't get close to it. The end. So there we had Scaredy Squirrel. He was a scared squirrel, but he learned to be a little bit braver, didn't he? Well, I have an activity I thought we could do and would tie into our story. How about making some acorn treats? You like that idea? Okay. This recipe comes from the Taste of Home website at www.tasteofhome.com. So for the adults, you will need the following ingredients. A half cup or 48 miniature stem iced wheat, chocolate chips, 48 milk chocolate kisses, and 48 Nutter Butter Bites. In these times, you may have trouble finding the cookies, so substitute another miniature sandwich cookie in its place if necessary. It'll work. Use your imaginations. The recipe makes 4 dozen or 48 treats. The preparation time is approximately 35 minutes plus a few minutes for the treats to set. Let's get started. First, place aside 48 of the chocolate chips. You'll need these later. Place the rest of the chocolate chips in a microwave dish. Melt them in the microwave, cooking times will vary, and stir them until smooth once out of the microwave. Second, spread some melted chocolate on the flat side of your chocolate kiss. It's going to be the glue to hold your acorn treat together. Third, attach your kiss to a cookie. Fourth, take one of the unmelted chocolate chips. Spread some melted chocolate on it, the same as you did with the chocolate kiss, and attach it to the other side of your cookie. That's going to become your stem. Place them on wax paper on a cookie sheet to set, then store them in a container. And then you eat them. Hope you enjoy them. The book we read today, Scaredy Squirrel by Melanie Watt, is available to download from the Hoopla portal on Muskingum County Library System website, which is www.muskinghamlibrary.org. Once on the website, go to the research heading on the page and select research databases underneath it. There you will find Hoopla. Don't forget that the library has other resources on our website for children, such as Tumblebooks, Bookflix, and Dolly Parton. Thank you for joining us for story time. Please be sure to join us here on WHIZ Radio, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. or 8 p.m.